Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Concerning the issues of life, liberty, and justice, and their impact on individuals, culture, society in America, and around the world, this is The Truth Spoken in Love with your host, Myra Jean. Myra will discuss heartfelt topics facing our nation and our world today as only Myra can. So please welcome the host of The Truth Spoken in Love, Myra Jean.
We are live, and I hope you are, because it's because of Christmas that we can have life, because the living Word became flesh and became the Christ of Christmas. Did you ever look at the word Christmas and or spell it C-H-R-I-S-T, and did you see that Christmas was and will always be about the Creator of heaven and earth and mankind becoming flesh, coming into the world he made because we need a Savior, because we need to be saved. There's a verse of God's Word in Luke 1:77-78, and how I have learned it. Through the tender mercies of the true living God, it's called the day spring, or the rising sun from heaven, shall come to us to that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. I can imagine that everyone would want peace. There's a Christmas carol that talks about, I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and round and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then more loud and clear the bells rang out. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill toward men. when Jesus became flesh, and I will read of his coming in Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 1. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, they were betrothed, not yet married, he was minded to put her away privily, quietly. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, you son of David, fear not to take unto you Mary for a wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet Isaiah, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and did not know her sexually till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus, which means Savior of the world. And further further expanding on this miracle, conception in a virgin by the Holy Spirit, in Luke chapter 1. And it came to pass in these days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus. And I think I want to back up at chapter 2 and start with chapter 1. And in this 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, that's the cousin of Mary, in that 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came to her and said, Hail, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in the womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing that I know not a man? And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Mary, once when she went to see her cousin Elizabeth, said, Behold, I rejoice in God my Savior. Mary was a virgin. She knew not a man. And the Holy Spirit of God conceived in her the Son of God to be the Savior of the world. Have you received him? All need a Savior. All need to be forgiven for going our own way, as from birth failing to listen to Jesus. In John chapter 1, it makes clear who Jesus was, is, and always will be. For Jesus in the beginning, the Creator, the living Word, was in the beginning with God, the Father and Holy Spirit, Creator of heaven and earth and mankind, Creator of Adam and Eve. In the beginning, in John chapter 1, was the Word, and the living Word was with God, and the living Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing made that was made. In him is the source of life. It says, In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. The living Word became flesh to become the light, to bring salvation, to bring redemption to mankind. For as it says of the living Word, he came unto his own, that is the Hebrew people, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe and trust in his name, which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, John writes, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. To as many as receive him, now he gives the power to become children of God. We, who once went astray, he asks, he invites that we receive him so that we can be forgiven of our sin, of disobedience, of going astray our own way, and receive him as the Lord God and Savior of the world. Receive him, Jesus, Lord God and Savior. Jesus, I need forgiveness. I will listen to you now and say yes as you call. Come unto me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I will give you peace, life, that you will be redeemed, that you will be restored as a child of God by the Holy Spirit that I give. There is no other Savior but Jesus. There is no one else who can forgive our sin. No one but Jesus can take our guilt, heal our pain, and free us from shame, free us from deception, free us from the enemy, the angel, the fallen angel of darkness, who has kept us when we're without Jesus, who has kept us captive through his lies, deceit. Satan, the father of lies, our murderer from the beginning. Until we turn to Jesus, we are lost. We are spiritually dead. We are separated from the life of God. And only Jesus, for there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. And he invites us to come to belong to him, to be free from the deceiver. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. And I choose Jesus. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let me not be a captive any longer to the spirit of darkness. Jesus, I come to you and receive forgiveness and new life, healing and freedom. I thank you, Jesus. And I will play a song of invitation now.
Thank you. and there and there the nature sings.
A great joy,
a great joy,
joy, joy, joy.
In heaven, now, interceding, all who accept him, receive him. And he's coming again. Greater joy. 48 years ago, one Sunday evening, when the only sentence I heard was what I needed to put together the picture, the living God had become flesh, the Savior of the world, and I could know him personally and through a relationship with him have the peace, a right relationship with the living God. And we will soon be taking a short break, but when we come back, stay tuned, for there is life from Jesus that does not end, but brings with the gift of his salvation the joy, the love of God, peace, a right relationship with him, now and for all eternity. Stay tuned. We are the truth spoken in love.
What if there were a super tiny device that could diagnose the brain and is smaller than a single human hair? What if you could see inside the brain to help an epilepsy patient during surgery or to help the fight against Parkinson's disease? Dr. Patricia Broderick is proud to announce the Broderick Probe, a biomedical and electronic breakthrough. Imagine a probe to help with the understanding and potential cure of brain-related diseases. To learn more, listen live, the Easy Sense radio show with host Dr. Broderick, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave Media Network and TuneIn Radio. And to help support the Broad Foundation, please go to EasySense.com and learn how, with your help, we can fight these horrific brain disorders. That's EasySense.com to learn more and help support the Broderick Foundation.
Yes. Welcome back. And It's God's desire that you have his love. Well, the living Word, who's one with the Father and the Holy Spirit, who created heaven and earth and mankind, came to earth. God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we should receive him as Savior, that through him that we should live as God intended from the beginning, that we would have life by the Holy Spirit of God, a life of his love, and that we would increase in our knowledge, possession of his love, to know the depth of his love for us, the height and breadth and width of his love, to be filled with his love. It's what it means. Have you heard about be filled with the Holy Spirit? Be filled with the love of God. For we love him because he first loved us. And until we receive him as Lord God and Savior, we do not possess the love of God for us. Jesus is the greatest gift of Christmas. Christmas. For to have a gift, you must receive it. To have the love of God, we need to have, to receive Jesus as the Lord God and Savior. I'm going to read a small description here. This is it is a Christmas ornament. I've had this quite a while. Where is it? Savior. From 1 John 4. The Father has sent the Son into the world to be the Savior. Whosoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. I am reading this card. Do not forget that Jesus is the greatest gift ever given. The Bible tells us that Jesus was born to save his people from their sins. And in Matthew 1:20, God gave us the gift of a Savior. For his name Jesus means the Lord is salvation. When Jesus died on the cross and was raised from the dead, he took the punishment and paid the penalty of sin for all who believe, who put their trust, who turn to him, to rely on him, to listen and follow him. This Christmas, tell Jesus you want to receive his great gift of love and salvation. Tell Jesus you want to receive him as Lord and Savior, And he will give you the right relationship you need with his Heavenly Father. And you will be a child of God, born again of the Holy Spirit. And you will receive God's Christmas gifts, life, his love, and peace. Peace that passes all understanding. Peace, a right relationship with God and his ability of the Holy Spirit to grant you peace as you go through circumstances, situations. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world, you and I, through him might be saved. The one who has the Son has the life, but he who does not have the Son does not have the life. Listen and receive Jesus. To as many as receive him, Jesus gives the power to become children of God. I know that nearly for 30 years, I was ignorant, where I did not understand when I heard that there was a true God who loved me. I did not understand that I needed a relationship with him. At the age of 10, when I heard God's words, "For God so loved the world, you and I, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes, not with the mind, but receives the gift of the Holy Spirit." I did not understand that I needed a relationship, nor did I understand how to have a relationship. For 20 years, going my own way, Jesus says to all, "Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. You were in my care before you were born. But sadly, all go astray from birth, turning each one like sheep gone astray, going our own way, lost. And from birth, we're not good, not perfect, can't be good enough, can't do something to make ourselves good enough, but only the perfect, righteous Son of God, who became flesh so that we could receive him and his perfect righteousness. For Jesus bore all our sin on his own body on the tree, so that we might die to sin and give it to him, and then live in his righteousness. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ for, within, and through all who will turn to him and receive him. His name, Jesus, shall be called Wonderful. His name, shall be called Counselor. Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace throughout eternity. Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace throughout eternity. Receive the peace of Almighty God through His only begotten Son, Jesus. Receive Jesus, and He will give you the power, the right, the Holy Spirit of God to be a child of God, born again in spirit and in truth. I want to see. I think I want to share another song. If we can go to my bows, just let me check it out.
Thank you.
Jesus be my Lord. It is Christmas. For me, 48 years ago, he was born, I was born again, in the spirit and truth, with his love in me, and his peace and joy. Have Christmas. Trust in Jesus. Receive him, and he'll give you the gift of faith to know him in spirit and truth. Today, you can be born again with new life this Christmas, this day, and for eternity. Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the living Word created, became flesh, so that we could be born again in spirit and in truth.
From the Far East, wise men came with gold and myrrh and frankincense to praise the newborn Lord. Shepherds left their flocks and came to see
celebrate Christmas. Christ, born in you. Receiving the gifts of Christmas, Christ, his love, his joy, his peace, his life for eternity. Beginning a moment we say, Jesus, I will listen now. I will come and follow you, Jesus. Work in me your way. I receive you for myself Lord, Savior. Celebrate Christmas with you with one more song and see if I can get the bows to do it from here. Father, 6, 7, 8. Let's see. The night of the dear Savior's birth. Now, once upon a Christmas, he was born. The living Word, creator of heaven and earth and mankind, became flesh, so that to as many as receive him, he gives power to become children of God, born again in spirit and in truth, to live now fully and for all eternity. Under grace, a new glorious morn, born beneath Jesus I receive. For here the angels roar, says, "O Lord, celebrate Jesus, the gift of Christmas." Receive from Jesus, because it is his desire that you know there's a personal relationship with him and his Father. To receive the love of God from Jesus. Jesus has overcome death and the grave. Receive his victory for yourself. From him, the Holy Spirit, the living God, and there will be no more death, for you will have conquered death through Jesus. He gives us the Spirit of God in us, the kingdom of God in us, with the hope of glory that we will have forever with him. Pass, power, pass, and be forever alive, fully. I used to fall on my knees. I got a little elderly, so now I just lift, pray myself up to him, to be his. The first Christmas. The first Christmas, the living Word became flesh the Christ of Christmas. Receive Him, Jesus, Lord God and Savior. Receive forgiveness of sin. Receive the love of God. Be filled with His love, enabling you, because you know His love for you, that you love Him, that you have a good relationship with yourself, loving yourself rightly, and loving those in the world, loving those who call friend, loving those who may yet be an enemy, not listening to God. Be redeemed this Christmas and have the greatest Christmas ever, to know the Christ of Christmas and receive from Him full redemption, forgiveness, freedom, to be filled, controlled, empowered with His love, to love God who loves us with His love, to love ourselves with an unselfish love, to love the ones around us with the love of Jesus that we have for them. For Jesus says, love your enemies, pray for those who spitefully use you, bless those who curse you, and do not curse them. Jesus wants them to be forgiven. Jesus wants no one to be lost. Love those around you with Jesus' love, that they might come to life and not be lost. This Christmas, celebrate the greatest gift of Christmas, Jesus the Christ. And share His life, His love. Receive Jesus, Lord God and Savior. I will listen and I will follow you all the days of my life that you give me. Now and forever, I will have your life. You are loved. God is love. And He sent His only begotten Son that you should have life. I want to see you one day with Him, fully restored by His Holy Spirit.
This has been The Truth Spoken in Love with your host, Myra Jean. The truth versus the deception. Tune in each week for the answers on Myra Jean's The Truth Spoken in Love.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.